We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, America's best network. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Kick back, Doolittle, feed low, Manic wide open, and he slams it. It's a 9-0 Sooner run.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Doolittle, a two-point try is good. Shoots over a do he hit it. Drive down the lane. Alley-oop to Quet, who has to bring it down. Back up. Hooks it in. Pump fake. Drive. Harmon floats it up himself and in. Kick out. Harmon, an open look from three. Left side. Got it. Wants to drive. Runs into Harmon. Throws him to the floor. That's an offensive foul. Corner pass. Williams a three. Try. Good. Cut off. He'll shoot an 18-footer. Baseline. Good. Sooners lead the Big 12 SEC Challenge at the break. Alondis Williams tries to answer with a three, and he does. A breakaway for Williams. Watch out. Oh, he throws it down. Down the left side of the paint. Alley-oop to Quet for the slam.
No red, no light. Keep going. Keep going. High guys rebound.
Nobody
flipped
out, dude. Attack him back.
Williams on the wing. Stops and fires from the elbow. Good. Brady for three. Left side. Goal. Kick out. Harmon. Left wing. Three. Davion. Bam! Reeves to Doolittle. Backdoor feed. Manic got free. And he slams it. Pump fake. Drive. Reeves. Shimmy shake. Floats to the cutting. Manic. Woodard will try to win it. Jumper is up. Back iron. No. Rebound. Put back. No. Unhitch the wagon. Boom. The Sooners.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, America's best network. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Feed low, Manic wide open, and he slams it. It's a 9-0 Sooner run.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
And hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. It is time to talk Sooner basketball. For the next hour, we're talking OU hoops. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Sherry Cole will be alongside. But right now, please help me welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody.
Good evening, Toby.
Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Well, good. You know, it's been an up-down week, of course. You know, you feel good about a three-day stretch after you win a ball game, and you feel bad after you lose a ball game. So we've had them both this week, and we've got to find some consistency and then play better.
How do you do the emotional roller coaster? How do you stay sane?
Yeah, really, it's a grind throughout the year. And you got from the first game in early November, but especially then conference season, early in January, we've been at it a month now. And again, you go through stretches where when you win a ball game, you're in great spirits and you feel good, and and you're anxious to get to the next one. You lose the ball game, it's 3 days of feeling terrible and trying to get back out there and get better to win the next one.
Fans are the same way. You win a game and you're like, this team's going to the Final Four. And then you lose a game and you're like, I don't think they'll ever win another game, you know? And so you're up and down. And do you, not that it means any less to you now, but do you cope with it better than when you were a young coach?
Probably so. Again, I think probably more so, you know, now than then. It's always about getting better the next day and getting better the next day. And again, you're certainly affected in a huge way when you don't win. But in this team, probably as much as any team we've had in a while, is so up and down in terms of, like you say, when you know, played awfully well against Mississippi State to beat a really good ball club there, and then played maybe as badly as we have probably since Ames, you know, at Kansas State last night. So, yeah, it's again, especially with the players, you got to refocus on the next day, the next opportunity to get better, and we've got to continue to do that.
Opening segment is always brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. The highlights you saw off the top: a win over Mississippi State on Saturday. That was in Oklahoma City, a part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Thrilling game, 63-62 the final. The Sooners came back then on Wednesday night, last night as we are taping this, and dropped one at Kansas State, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But we shouldn't gloss over the Mississippi State win. That's an important win for you guys.
Yeah, every game this time of year, especially as it relates to resume building for at-large opportunities in the postseason, are huge. You know, again, Mississippi State's a good ball club. They go down to Florida on the road a couple nights ago and beat the Gators down there. So anytime you can beat a club like that and then have them go ahead and win games in the future, that helps. So we'll be Mississippi State fans the rest of the way.
And, that's right.
And more importantly, though, we got to take care of our business, and we've got work to do there.
Mississippi State's won four in a row in the SEC. They are hot. You know, the biggest key coming into that game was rebounding. That's the number one offensive rebounding team in America, Mississippi State is. And felt like you held your own about as well as you could against them.
We did, yeah. We gave up, I think it was 11 offensive rebounds total, but five of those were team controlled, where ball bounces out of bounds. So really only six live ball rebounds in that ball game. So you always feel good about that in any ball game. You give up six offensive rebounds, especially against a club like Mississippi State, who's big, and that's one of their, identity components in terms of rebounding the ball on the offensive boards. They had led the country in getting back four out of every 10 of their misses, and that's a big number.
It's another game that comes down to the last shot. You've had four or five games this year where either you against Baylor or the opponent has had a shot to win it at the very end. Just another heart stopper. Thankfully, it didn't go, but you kind of forced him into a tough one there, I thought.
I thought the guys did a really good job. We didn't get a real good shot on our last possession. We had one shot and didn't get the offensive rebound, so that was nice to use up some time there. But then when they got the ball with 14, 15 seconds to go, I thought the guys did a great job. I thought Jamal especially, Witherspoon is really good at getting downhill, and Jamal did a good job of taking away that initial look, and then they threw it back out, and then they, got the late shot by Woodard, which Duke contested very well, and then they didn't have time for an offensive rebound because of the clock. But, Jamal that set the stage for that one defensively.
Big 12 SEC Challenge, by the way, ended in a 5-5 tie. Sooners won for the fifth time in 7 years, a 5-2 record now in that event, which I really enjoy. I think that's a fun day.
It is a good day. It's a good day, and it's a great weekend in terms of ESPN looking for content because it falls between the NFL championships and then, of course, this weekend, the Super Bowl. So get a lot of exposure on that Saturday for sure.
All right, that's the high. Now, last night didn't go as well in Manhattan, 61-53 the final. You mentioned you thought you played poorly last night. Just couldn't hit shots.
Well, that's part of it.
And
anytime you play poorly, you always give credit to the other team. I thought Kansas State did a good job guarding us. We turned the ball over very sloppy with the basketball. and then had a lot of open looks that didn't go. And then right now, our psyche is pretty fragile in terms of making shots. So we've got to do a good job of making the ones we get and then always competing for better ones.
Are you surprised by that this hasn't been a better shooting team? Considering Brady Manek and Austin Reeves and Davion Harmon.
Yeah, when you think about, those three, you know, you think about Austin and Dew and then Brady, you know, those are kind of the trifecta for us offensively. And Brady's been shooting the ball pretty well. He didn't last night, but he's been shooting the ball pretty well. And then Austin and Dew, we know can. We know they have. We need to get them going again and becoming a little bit more efficient.
It felt like all night, as poorly as things were going, you were still right there. Like, if you could have put a streak together, you could have put a scare in them. But it was just hard to, you know, even manage a 4 or 5-0 run.
Yeah, when you're not making shots, and, it puts so much pressure on your defense. And, again, defensively, you know, last night statistically wasn't bad, you know, 37-38% from the field and under 30 from three. So that's what we gave up. And it take that pretty much any time on the road in the Big 12. But, again, we're just putting way, way too much pressure on our defense because of our offense.
There's a bank in three by Victor Walker at the end, but it wasn't enough. 61-53, and the Sooners fall to 13-7 on the year, 3-4 at Big 12 play. Let's slide in an opening timeout. When we come back, you saw some Alondis Williams highlights in there. I want to talk about him. He's playing some great basketball right now. And coming up next for the Sooners, Bedlam on Saturday afternoon in Norman. We'll preview the Pokes. We're here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
I got it. Girl, I got
Dustin Lynch, live in concert. Friday, February 7th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Country music superstar Dustin Lynch. Tickets on sale now at Riverwind.com. Presented by the Coupe Concert Series at Riverwind.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner and Pizza Hut fans, you could literally save someone's life. Your healthy blood stem cells can cure blood cancers and diseases like sickle cell. The problem is, most patients don't have a match in their family, and so they need a stranger to help. It's like donating plasma, and you donate if and when you match a patient. Many times, you could be someone's only match. Pizza Hut and OU are teaming up to help add more young adults to the Be The Match donor list. It's super easy to join. Visit bethematch.org/PizzaHutOU to learn more.
Cruise In Auto Spa.
car wash, detail, and oil change center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
We've all heard them say there's something about a truck. And at Lander Chevy of Norman, we couldn't agree more. During Chevy Truck Month, get huge savings like $13,000 off all 2019 Silverado Crew Cab LTs or get $12,500 off all 2019 Crew Cab LTZs. Come see us today, Lindsay Street exit off I-35 or shop LanderChevroletNorman.com. Find new roads. Silverado County number Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Bud Light, this basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. AT&T, America's best network. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Riverwind, still the one. Academy. Get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. OU Extended Campus, bringing the Sooner family to you wherever you are. Degrees online, on site, on your schedule.
Of course, this week, the entire sports world and beyond saddened by the passing of Kobe Bryant, who you see here with Trae Young and Blake Griffin, and coming up a photo with Buddy Hield from that magical run to the Final Four. Kobe among nine that were killed on Sunday in Calabasas, California, one of the all-time greats. And Coach, you are working with a generation of athletes now, as we welcome you back to Rudy's, who Kobe is an idol to so many. I'm a topic that you dealt with your team this week.
Yeah, without question. Even today, it's still a kick in the gut when you think about it, you know, and the impact it has on so many families, not just Kobe's, but also the others in the crash. But Toby, obviously, by the response of everyone around the world, not just NBA or basketball, but everyone around the world, shows how much how revered he was and the impact he had on so many people. So, yeah, it's our players. I mean, a lot of them, was their idol. I mean, as a player, you know, as a young player, our guys today were relatively young when Kobe was in his heyday. And, many of them, identify him as their favorite player. So it's tough. It is tough on him.
Who was yours?
You know, growing up, I was Walt Frazier, Jerry West before that, yeah. A combination of different guys. But, it's more about, guys that I think were team guys, guys that led their teams right. and on the floor, but guys that kind of played the game the right way.
Well, I want to turn the focus back to your squad, and Alondis Williams has had an outstanding week for you. He had a career-high 13 on Saturday against Mississippi State and topped that on Wednesday night against Kansas State when he had it in 15. And what's going on? It looks like it's clicked for him here, Coach.
Yeah, it really has. It's great to see. You know, Alondis has shown that in practice throughout the year, and he's not been able to transfer it to the court. But now he really has. He had a great breakout game against Baylor, came back with a very good one against Mississippi State last Saturday, and then played extremely well, especially in the second half at Kansas State last night. So we need that to continue. We've tried different things with Alondis in terms of throwing him in the starting lineup. Now he's been coming off the bench, so we may not mess with that. You know, if he's comfortable coming off the bench as he's done the last three ball games, we love seeing him play the way he is.
He's got a pretty looking stroke from the 3-point line, but he's so big and physical and quick that when he decides to go to the rim, he's pretty unstoppable.
Yeah, very good. Very good with the ball. Very shifty. He got those big shoulders, big physique. When he gets that head and shoulders by, he's awfully hard to guard. And, again, late in the ball game last night, he did a terrific job of getting to the rim.
This is not abnormal necessarily. You see a kid come from junior college, and it just takes a while for the game to kind of come to him a little bit. But he looks like, all right, I get this now. This is how I can be effective.
Yep. And as much progress he's made offensively and in terms of being comfortable, he's really done the same thing defensively. Probably had to go defensively, and yet he's become a pretty good defender, and especially strong on the ball, quick feet, a better feel now away from the ball than he had earlier, and doing a nice job overall.
All right, first question from in-house is about Alondis tonight. Is Alondis Williams playing well enough to earn starting time? You just mentioned maybe don't mess with what's working for you.
Yeah, he's definitely playing well enough to earn starting time, and whether or not we start him or not remains to be seen. But, again, we want him to continue doing what he's doing. Last time we threw him in the starting lineup, he didn't, have that comfort that he's had the last three ball games. So, for this ball game, we'll take a look, but very well could keep it the same way.
Another starting lineup question. This is from Don. How do you go about making starting lineups for each game? Is it matchups against the opponent, how players perform in practice, how they perform the game before? What all goes into figuring out who the starting five is?
A combination of all that. You're looking at their confidence level, how they're playing in ball games, how old they are in terms of freshmen versus seniors, what's going to help not only in this ball game but long range, as it relates to confidence perhaps. There's a number of different things. Kerr's another guy that, is probably playing well enough to deserve some consideration for starting, along with Alondis. So good to have those guys playing well, but we still need that trio to step back up and do the job that they're capable of doing.
Well, there's a formula there too. I mean, you need production off your bench.
Sure.
It's not like you just want to throw your five best guys necessarily out there, because you got 30 points from your bench last night. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and you want guys to want to start. So you sometimes say, well, if you're going to, you need to reward that. If they're playing well in practice, if they're doing little things in games, then sometimes he's, again, every team's a little bit different. With this particular group, we need 8 or 9 producing. And, so we'll kind of work through that as we get closer to Saturday.
This is an excellent question from Betsy here in-house. Would you be for the NCAA implementing a redshirt rule like they do in football? In football, I believe it was last year, they started allowing someone to play 4 games. And if they didn't play more than that, they could maintain their red shirt. I don't know what the equivalent would be in basketball, but a third of the season would be 10 games or so. Would you be in favor of that or no?
Would definitely be in favor of some form. Because right now you can't play in any game, and then still be redshirted unless it's a medical hardship and that requires a significant injury. So I'd like, I'd love for guys to be able to play 6, 8, 10 ball games early in the year. I'm not necessarily a big fan of playing any 8 or 10 ball
games. Save them for the last 10 games.
Well, football is kind of getting bit by that a little bit, because kids get into the season a little bit and decide they don't want to play on this team, or it's not a team that's good enough, then they'll play their 4 games and then transfer out. I don't think that was the intent of the rule, but I'd love to see young guys be able to get in the game. They've worked hard in practice, go through a few ball games, gain that experience, and then perhaps redshirt mid-December from that point on or whatever.
How do you feel about the what the women do in advancing the ball to half court late in the game?
Like that a lot.
I'd love that.
Yep, I think that adds more excitement. Mm-hmm. And more late game situations, in our game, probably a ways from that for whatever reason.
I want to ask you about Austin Reeves. He's a fascinating guy. I thought he played better for you last night. He added some punch and some aggressiveness. He is a hyper-competitive young man. And you can tell, especially if you're down on the floor watching him during timeouts, on the floor. I mean, there is never a doubt about, hey, Austin's not into the game tonight. If anything, it's maybe he's too much into the game tonight. How do you go about harnessing that and getting the best out of him?
Yeah. Austin wants to do well so badly. I mean, he's built to compete at the highest level. It's important to him. Right now, he's flustered by the way he's playing. He talks about it. He wants to play better. He's practicing at a higher level and better in the last few weeks. And again, I continue to think he's going to break out. He shot the ball extremely well today in practice, which is great to see. Again, I think he and Du will bounce out of it, and we need him to for sure. We're going to stick with him and going to ride those guys, and they need to have one or two go in and feel better about it.
All right, it's the Cowboys coming up next on Saturday afternoon in Norman. We'll take a break. When we come back, we preview Bedlam. Sherry Cole standing right around the corner as well. Back after this.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there. At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience, so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
And now it's an all-time favorite.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
At OU Medicine, our mission is to lead healthcare in patient care, education, and research. Hospital rankings by U.S. News and World Report show that we are fulfilling that mission. OU Medicine ranks as Oklahoma's number one hospital system and the Stevenson Cancer Center, the state's only National Cancer Institute designated cancer center, ranks in the top 50 in the nation. To learn more, visit OUMedicine.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. AT&T, America's best network. Riverwind, still the one. Bud Light, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Sooners meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game necessity. Drink it responsibly. Academy. Get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the OU Extended Campus Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. I like that look you had there, Coach. Here's a look at your Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach. Baylor on top, undefeated, still the number one ranked team in the nation. There you see the Sooners right in the middle, tightly packed there from really third place. You see West Virginia, TCU, Tech all at 4-3, right through K-State in ninth place. You've got, what is that, 7 teams within 2 games in the standings. So every game vital in this race. Big 12 report brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. As we welcome you back inside Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, our last segment with Lon Kruger. Then we'll visit with Coach Cole. Sooner to get the Cowboys coming up at 2 o'clock on Saturday. First Bedlam matchup of the season. We're going to play this one in Norman. They haven't found a win yet in conference play, but this is a dangerous shooting team, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. Coach Boynton does a terrific job, and their club that last year shot the ball extremely well. This year they've been up and down and had some really good wins in non-conference. Haven't found that in conference, but very dangerous. A lot of guys have shot the ball well all their lives and know they're capable. They've had some great stretches in conference play, but just not able to get one in the right column. But our guys know how good they are and how tough it'll be, and won't be any question about their excitement for playing on Saturday.
Well, and Lindy Waters is going to hit a bunch of shots against OU. He always does. Isaac Likely is a guy for them who's really come along and is one of the more talented point guards in this league.
He's done a terrific job. Yeah, he went through a stretch there in non-conference play when he was out for a little bit and bounced back from that. Been playing very well for him. Doesn't shoot the three necessarily, but very good at getting into the paint, making good plays for teammates around him, and big, strong guard.
Let's look at some video I think we've got of Trae Young. We found out this week that Trae was going to be a starter for the NBA All-Star team in year 2. Then we had a chance to see Trae on Saturday as he came out to the Chesapeake Energy Arena to watch his Sooners in action firsthand. It just so happened that the Hawks were in town on Friday night. But, Coach, year 2, Trae Young is starting the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's really unheard of. Anyone can do that. Trae's having just a phenomenal year. He's shooting the ball well. He's, second in the league in assist. Continues to do things that no one expected. Not many people have done before him. So pretty phenomenal. Off to a great start with his NBA career.
He went out, I think it was on Sunday, had 45 points and 14 rebounds, wearing the number 8 in honor of Kobe Bryant. Kind of fun for the team to see him back around them on Saturday.
Anytime, Trae, yeah, exactly. He was in the locker room afterwards and celebrating with the guys. Obviously, anytime he can come back, Buddy comes back, Blake comes back. It's great for the program. It's great for our guys. They love seeing that.
Boy, the NBA game is just made for him.
It is. Yep. The court's wide open. His skill set and speed with the ball, his ability to shoot the ball deep, and he continues to get better. I really think he's a lot better right now than he was just, 2 years ago. So, and he'll continue doing that because he's done that all his life.
What are 2 or 3 keys for you against Oklahoma State Saturday?
Obviously, continue to guard, continue to rebound the basketball. That's always a priority. Moving the ball offensively, getting some shots down early, trying to get out and transition perhaps a little bit more than we've been able to. It's hard to do in conference games sometimes, but we need to open it up and try to relax a little bit maybe and knock down some shots early.
Go get them.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
Lon Kruger, everybody. Sooners and Cowboys, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Our pregame coverage at 1:30 for you on Sooner Radio. Sherry Cole coming up next. Stay with us.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
With the new OU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll also enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU Rewards credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not to...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey Sooner and Pizza Hut fans, you could literally save someone's life. Your healthy blood stem cells can cure blood cancers and diseases like sickle cell. The problem is, most patients don't have a match in their family, and so they need a stranger to help. It's like donating plasma, and you donate if and when you match a patient. Many times, you could be someone's only match. Pizza Hut and OU are teaming up to help add more young adults to the Be The Match donor list. It's super easy to join. Visit bethematch.org/PizzaHutOU to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either SiriusXM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listen for free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to all things Sooners. Just log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to get the latest episodes from Chris Plank, presented by Allstate and Riverwind. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. We've made a shift change. Please welcome in now the head coach of the Sooners, Sherry Cole, everybody. Boom. Let's do it twice. Boom.
Okay, good. That's, I don't know what that means.
That's going to change the mojo right there.
Good.
That's all we needed right there.
Double fist bump. That's
how you doing tonight, coach?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing good. We got some birthday cake.
I know.
Marilyn's birthday.
Absolutely. So happy to celebrate that.
That's right. So I'm in a good. Anytime I've got cake, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
Rough week, rough stretch. How you doing right now?
Well,
as a team and as a coach.
Obviously, we'd love to have everybody back and healthy. That would make such a big difference. To go through this stretch of our schedule without Anna, that's not something that you anticipate. Obviously. And I thought, you know, at the start of the stretch, we handled it extraordinarily well. And then kind of like looked around and said, uh-oh, we got to keep this up for a while. And I think it's tough on young kids. And I think sometimes you just need something good to happen, you know. You need a little break or a little roll here. And we haven't been able to get that. And you just got to keep showing up. What's the old saying? You go to the barbershop enough, one of these days you'll end up with a haircut. It's going to be all right.
I've never heard that one.
We'll keep hanging around, and we're gonna finish some games and win some games here in the next, starting this weekend. We just haven't shot it well. Thank you. We have not shot it well. And we have a very small margin of error, especially with the injuries. And if you don't shoot it well, then you got to rebound. And one of our greatest areas of improvement with this team over last year is rebounding, defensive and offensive. And our offensive rebounding the last two games has been really poor, like 11 offensive rebounds in the last two games combined, and missed a ton of shots. So you got to be able to get second chances. And that's really where we got juice in the two wins that we had. We didn't shoot all that great to start either one of those games without Anna, but we rebounded and came up with it. And West Virginia, we missed and missed and missed, but we kept getting our offensive rebounds. And then we get a basket to go in, and then you're off and rolling. So with a team with a very small margin of error, you have to figure out how to handle a little bit of adversity. And it's that fine line between hope and belief, you know, believing you can win and hoping you can win. And sometimes what sends it one direction or the other is whether or not a ball goes in a basket. And that's crazy, you know. You look at things like the way we felt after the Oklahoma State win, because we had two more points than they did. Mm-hmm. How much differently we would have felt if we didn't have two more points than they did. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right.
And how differently they felt, even though they played really well for 38 minutes. It's just amazing how much we base how we feel and how we behave on the outcome of a game.
I was thinking about that exact same thing after the men's game at Baylor. When, like, you play 40 minutes of basketball, there's a combined 100 and some shots. How many possessions? Free throws, fouls that are opinions that could go either way. And if one shot goes in, everything is different. You've just beat the number one ranked team in the nation on the road, and because it didn't, you didn't. So, yeah, especially in basketball, it can come down to, you know, sometimes it's an inch whether the ball goes in or not.
Absolutely, and it can be about so many things, you know. It's just there are so many variables that you can't account for, and so that's where that stalwart mindset of, you know, I believe I'm good. I believe we're going to win, rather than hoping, because you can get so rocked by all those things that you can't control. You have to maintain control of that one thing that you can, which is your belief system and how you approach things.
How's morale?
It's good. They're young. They almost want to win too badly. They're starting to press, you know, desperately wanting to be successful. And if you ask them how they're doing, they'll say, I'm fine. I just want to win. And you're like, yes, this is true. We all do. We all want
to
win.
That's good. That's a good trait.
They're just maybe squeezing a little bit too tight. Today, I just about pulled out the old 38 special, Hold On Loosely. I just about pulled it out and played it in the gym for
during
everybody.
During practice, just crank it?
They don't know what that, but, and then I'd have to stop and talk about the lyrics, and I'd probably lose them. But Yeah, just that concept of wanting something so badly that you just squeeze the life out of it. And shooting, particularly, such a skill. You know, in football, you can take all that and throw it at somebody and knock them down, and it's okay.
Hit them harder.
That skill thing of putting the ball in the basket, if you're tight, that's a problem. And we've gotten a little bit tight and squeezing a little bit too hard.
It's better than the other, though. You would rather have them want it too bad and have to dial them back than have a bunch of guys who don't care, right?
Oh, heavens. That's never – our guys' issue is never that they don't care. Even though, ironically, and we could do a whole show on this, sometimes caring desperately presents itself as lack of desire. Because you get almost paralyzed.
This is deep now.
You do. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can see kids and you think, well, they're not even trying. Like, there's a loose ball in the Texas game. It's going out of bounds over there, and Texas girls running in to go save it. And all my guys are like, literally, like, it's like a movie camera stop. They all just freeze. And the Texas girls running after the ball were like, it's not over yet. And it did not mean that our guys were lazy or tired or didn't want that ball desperately. They just wanted it so badly that they couldn't even move to go get it. And so as a coach, you know, that's where you just try to find ways to make it about what it's really about. It's a basketball game. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world that really matters. In the great scheme of things, we're playing basketball. Yeah. You know, this is fun. But you got to keep trying keys. And what works for one kid doesn't work for another. And what works for one team one year doesn't work for another team in another year. And so that's, if it was just as easy as calling the plays and teaching spacing and blocking out and all that stuff, be a lot of people doing it. It's just the other stuff that's hard.
Speaking of things in the world that matter, the Kobe thing didn't just hit men's basketball players. It hit women's this
for
week
sure.
as well. Look, Gigi was hoping to play for UConn, and they made a fantastic, I thought, a ceremony for her at their game the other day. But what was the reaction with your team this week?
Utter shock. It's been really interesting to me how deeply impactful this has been. Where everybody feels, maybe it's the age that we're in where we had such access to Kobe's voice and his mannerisms, and he allowed himself to be very vulnerable in interviews. So we all feel like we knew him, even though we didn't. And so the loss feels very personal to everybody who's ever followed him. And in the sport of women's basketball, not only has he championed our sport, and just as recently as 2 weeks ago talked about how there are a number of WNBA players who could play in the NBA, and that legitimization from a superstar, an icon like that, does more for our sport than any other thing could possibly do. But it wasn't just that. Like, we have taught through Kobe for years, because to me, his curiosity makes him the consummate superstar. He is excellent, was excellent at whatever he did, and it was because of his insatiable curiosity to learn more, do more, get better at. Didn't matter what he did. And so he has been very present in our film room and our locker room for years because of his approach to work and to learning and to the excellence that he believed in his craft. So it was, we felt it, you know, and I'm sure there are teams all across the country at all levels that felt it just the same.
Very well said. The Sooners have Kansas coming up on Sunday. We're going to preview the Jayhawks. I want to ask you about Liz Scott and maybe get an update on Anna as well when we come back at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue right after this.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The band that helped start a revolution. Candlebox. Live in concert. Friday, February 21st. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Candlebox. Performing selections from their debut album. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. CandleboxRocks.com.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too important?
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
I'm traveling a lot, always have a craving for Whataburger. I had to make a connection in Houston, had about an hour. Whataburger just opened at Terminal B. Boom, I need to have a patty melt. The creamy pepper sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, bread's toasted. Grabbed my patty melt, started rushing it back. By the time I got there, the lady was just closing the door. She sees my bag, she goes, sorry, but if you give me a Whataburger, I'll let you on the plane. And I told her, put me on to the next flight. And I was late for work, but it was worth every bite. I don't think anything tops a patty melt at Whataburger.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Children are not little adults, so when a child is sick and needs medical care, you can be comforted knowing the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine are experts at treating children. And we use equipment designed specifically for children. So whether your child has a snotty nose, a congenital issue like a heart defect, or experiences a traumatic injury, trust the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine to provide the treatments and procedures needed specifically for a child's growing body.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Here's what's coming up for the Sooners, as we mentioned, at Kansas on Sunday, then back home to take on West Virginia before heading up to Ames to take on Iowa State, and then on and on and on after that.
There's a lot of basketball left to be played.
Break. There's no break. There's no buys in there. There's no gimmies. There's a lot of basketball.
Look at all those games right there. Games we could win right there.
Potential dubs, each and every one of them. Welcome back. Final segment here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. I got some questions from the fans. This is from Don. Our buddy Don's here every week. Do you feel like your team can be too unselfish and passing up open shots to make the extra pass too often?
Absolutely. We are the most obtuse overpassers in the history of American basketball. If you had a mic on us at the bench, you would hear repeatedly, shoot the ball, over and over and over. And you appreciate the unselfishness, but every great player's got a little selfish in them. Mm-hmm. I want to score, you know, and we need just a little bit more of that.
Alec, is it difficult to recruit talented size? I'm going to say that's probably the most difficult thing.
And this is your absolute typical post-Texas question.
Yeah, they're huge.
You play Texas and everybody goes, oh, my God. Well, Texas plays anybody, and you go, oh, my God, because they're enormous. They're long and athletic, 6'5", 6'4", and it's crazy athletic, 6'5", 6'4". Charlie Collier, their 6'5 center, originally committed to Connecticut and then decommitted. She's a Texas kid and stayed close to home. Joyner Holmes. Holmes is a Texas kid. Yeah, it is difficult to recruit talented size because of, from a sheer numbers standpoint, there aren't that many 6'4", 6'5", girls who are great, especially post players. And this is, again, you know, we need way more time than we have. But when you find one, they don't want to be a five man. They want to be a guard.
A point
forward, what they like to call themselves now. They want to face the basket and shoot threes. And, you know, if you can do that and you make them, we're all fine with that. But defensively, I really need you to go down there and be next to the basket where you can get every single rebound. And just maybe sometimes I'm way too transparent about how I feel about that. Like, well, sorry, you're 6'6", you're going to stand next to the basket, and we're going to win. So it is tough to find and tough to lure them into. You look for kids who are just about, you know what, I'll stand anywhere on that court you'd like for me to stand. I'd like to win a national championship. I'm looking for those. So if you're listening, call me.
This is from Mary in-house. It's a question about Liz Scott, who played in the second half for you the other night and played great and is really coming on. But
yeah,
she's progressing nicely.
Absolutely, she is. I obviously missed all of the summer, all of training camp, all of pre-conference, healing the ACL. And then just as she got back, then sprained an ankle and missed a week of practice. And is just trying to find – that is scary music.
I don't know if you guys can hear it,
but woo, it's loud. Liz has obviously fantastic offensive instincts. You could see that on display in the Texas game. She knows what to do with the basketball. She's a handful. She's physical. She's still catching up to the rest of it. But we can cover for what she's not caught up for or with on the defensive end as long as she keeps with the aggression that she's had scoring the ball.
I feel like I have to ask every week, but what is the latest on Anna?
She's getting better. She's in non-contact work with us right now, which means she has been able to do shooting drills, did full court shooting stuff today, 5-on-0 offense. I think tomorrow we'll see her mix it up a little bit and some contact in the half court. And so it's just, you know, there's a progression, like all things. Return to play is a progression. But it is a good sign that she's not in the kind of pain now that she was in earlier.
Well, that's great. That's great. Kansas coming up next on Sunday. It'll be up in Allen Fieldhouse. First time you've seen the Jayhawks. What's the scouting report on KU?
Well, to tell you the truth, Toby, your name is Toby. Mm-hmm. Yes. I have not watched much film on Kansas at all. I went to out-of-state recruiting yesterday and almost gave you more information than I should give you right there. But anyway, maybe recruiting people who are taller than 6'4".
Right.
I don't know. But I do know that Kansas is playing better than their record represents. And much like I heard Lon mention, you know, Oklahoma State has struggled to win games in conference play. But that doesn't mean they're not capable of winning games. Kansas women have been in every single conference game they've played, right down to the wire, and they've had a couple of good wins. They came into conference play undefeated. I mean, they've won a bunch of games. These guys know what it takes to win games, and they have some pretty good pieces. They have some athleticism and some size, so we'll have to be good. I mean, that's the nature of the beast in the Big 12 Conference. You got to be good, and we got to get back to running and scoring in transition and playing a little bit more free, maybe worrying less about our opponent and more about ourselves. That might be time for that recipe.
That is an excellent answer, Shelley. I really appreciate it. Just seeing shots go in early, right? I mean, in the game, wouldn't it be a relief just to come out and knock down the first four or five, and more than X's and O's or anything, just the ball go in the bucket early.
It would be so nice to see the ball go in the bucket early. You know, we went back and dissected. It's interesting that you mentioned that. In each of our last three losses, there have been we've won every quarter but one. Like, we play really, really well, and we'll have this one quarter where mm-hmm. we just fizzle. And what has instigated that downhill snowball in every single occurrence has been missed layups. And it's just, we'll miss a breakaway, and then we're just so deflated mm-hmm. on the next defensive possession that we give them whatever they want. And then we're trying to get it all back on the next offensive possession, and we throw it out of bounds. And then we're more deflated, and it's just this thing that we can't figure out how to stop. And part of that is not having a lot of upperclassmen, and part of that's not having your go-to who can, you know, kind of just silence the storm for a bit. Give me the ball. You know, I'm going to take care of everything. So, yes, making layups, making baskets early, Good recipe.
Does Taylor get irate about just the face guarding everywhere? I would be irate if I stepped on the court and somebody was in my face everywhere I went.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
She's cool about it, huh?
Irate about much things. I don't know if she's cool with it. I don't think she's enjoying it, but she doesn't get irate about anything. I told her today I wasn't good enough in college for anybody to ever guard me like that, but in high school they did, and sometimes you just have to juke at them a little bit to make them jump so that you can get some space to breathe, and then you got to go punish somebody for that, and that's where she needs just a little bit more meanness in her. But that's the other thing that we didn't, and then we got 40 seconds.
You're
Toby.
Always
this
complaining
is just
about the time. It's
unbelievable. We don't have time to dissect this.
7 to 8 p.m. every week. It's the exact same time. Keep going.
Okay, so she's been, defense have been playing her on the high side, right? Yeah. Well, we just need a day or two of practice to go through how you can alleviate that. When you play 4 games in 9 days and 2 of them are on the road, there's not much time to really go over that. So she's going to adapt to that, get better at it. The people around her are going to figure out how to put the ball in position so it has eyes and it can see her. We're going to blow that mess up, and we're about to win some ball games.
You'll beat the birds.
Let's go.
Jerry Cole, everybody. OU Kansas coming up 2 o'clock on Sunday. And we'll see you next week in Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.